Paul, looking at your face at the moment, I take it you're not a very happy man at the moment.
Yeah, not happy. 6 games in, 1 win, not good enough.
You did say to me at the start of the season it was vital you hit the ground running this year.
Yeah, I might as well not have turned up the first 6 games myself and Stephen, because we could have pressed the tape recorder, because we've not learnt our lesson from day one. We've let teams score first. Battered them, missed chance after chance, and then got caught with a sucker punch like we did today. I think second half, there's only one team that was going to win it. I think we've done everything apart from score, but we can't keep making excuses. We brought these lads into this football club, and these lads aren't living up to our standards. We've been pushing promotion out of this league and trying to get promotion out of this league, and the performances and the results in this at this moment in time aren't good enough.
What sort of comeback did you get from the players? Because you said there were chances there, but they didn't really take. Well, you didn't take them.
Exactly the same comeback we get when we're on the pitch. Everyone passes the buck. No one talks. Everyone else's fault. So that's got to be addressed. At the end of the day, the keeper drops the ball there 3 times. If that happens at the other end, I get my teeth knocked out, and the big number 10 then gets his hat trick. But there's a phrase in football. You can't keep the ball out at one end, and you can't put it in the other end, you're in a bit of the old mess. Exactly, so for want of a better word there, Pav, but it's just not good enough. Like I say, passing started off, Cavalcu awful going forward, we put out in, and Gaz G, Joe, just nowhere near what we as management team, as a football club, demand off players, and these will get addressed this week.
So there's change in the air, isn't there?
I think without jumping the gun, we've probably brought 9-10 players in, but them 9-10 players, probably 4 or 5 of them are doing what we've asked them to do. Now if you look at our squad and look at the players that we've got in there, this is the best squad we've probably had at this football club since day one we walked in. This football club, we're lucky to have some of these players, but if they keep playing as individuals rather than a team, then we're not going to get out of this football, out of this league. So we need to look at it, address it, and say you're either here to play for Ashton United or play for yourself, and we need to identify that.
I suppose one thing is, it is a very open division. Nobody seems to be running away with things at the moment. Hyde, for example, have beat Salford today. It's early days still.
Yeah, but like I said to before, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, if you can perform like that and you don't put the ball in there and you take 1 win out of 6, three draws, you're not going to win out. Waste of time was worrying about who's beating who at the top. We've got to worry about who's beating who at the bottom, because performances and managing games and scoring goals. I think first half, it really hit the nail on the head of our first 6 games. Pilkington's gone round the keeper, should have shot, and we've not even got a shot off on goal. He's got an open net. Now, that's no disrespect to Pilkington. He's done well to get there, but it really riles me, because then 10 minutes after, the same thing happens at our end, and the ball's been put into the back of the net 1-0, and we're chasing the game. So it's... We need to have a look at it. We need to see where we're going wrong as a management team and as a football team. So we'll get it right.
What did you make of Aaron Burns sending off?
I'm a long way away. It looks a bit rash, but the referee and linesman, I think the referee wants to be someone out of Miami Vice, as you could see today, and it's all about himself, and the linesman is exactly the same. Some of the decisions he gives is absolutely awful. We've had him before, and it's all about him. Sometimes referees like that aren't worth the money they paid, and no disrespect, but you can't speak to him. Some of the decisions for both teams, not just for our team, was erratic. But I can't blame the referee, but I thought it was harsh. You can always tell by players' tendencies of what they do after the ball, and no one ran after the referee. The referee couldn't wait to get his red card out, and that's always a bad sign.
Thanks.